Our guest for Musical Notes this week is Steve Jones. Steve, thank you for coming on in.
Thank you, Chris.
I know you're a busy man and a talented one at that.
Well, that's kind of you to say.
Well, this is the fun part of being the host of the show. I get to make my talented guests blush.
Yes, you did. Mission accomplished.
Yes. Steve, give us a little background on your musical life.
Oh my gosh.
Like your interest. I know it's a loaded question.
Well, that's quite an interesting story. First of all, my parents were both musicians. So naturally, I was going to be a musician or at least be interested in music. I took piano lessons at age 5. And then got into the cornet. My dad is a very, very good cornet player, as many people know around here. But I first got introduced to the guitar through a family friend. His name was Haney Olala.
Love that name, don't you?
Yeah. Irvin Haney Olala.
Yeah.
From Gratiot. So many people know him. He's kind of a legend around these parts. So... And he played in the style of Chet Atkins and Merle Travis, and self-taught player. He came to stay with us at our house in the winter of, say, 1980, maybe, in Eagle River, where at our family home. And he had his guitars in the basement, and it was an old Fender Jazzmaster and a Gretsch tube amplifier. And my brother and I, being very curious, we snuck down there, and my brother urged me to plug this thing in and try playing it, you know. And I was like, okay. So I plugged in the guitar. We plugged it into a non-grounded outlet, of course. I had bare feet on the cement floor in the basement. And as soon as I touched the guitar, the magnetic pickups, and I got grounded through this. Luckily, it didn't kill me, but I was being electrocuted.
Right.
And my brother unplugged the amp, and I dropped the guitar, and so that was my first experience with the guitar. Was I got electrocuted by it?
That is memorable.
And I haven't been able to put it down since.
Yeah. That is, and thanks to your brother for saving.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Saving your life. Yeah. My gosh, what a first time experience with the guitar.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's but it. In all seriousness, I did hear Haney play, and it fascinated me. I immediately knew that that's what I wanted to do. And I wanted that to be a part of my life.
Thank you.
very much. Thank you, Malavania. Thank you very much for coming out, folks. Thank you. You've been a great crowd. Thank you.
You know, Pat Donahue is a fantastic musician who was just here at the Orpheum, and I had a chance to meet him a number of years ago and opened for him last year, and he has a song actually called Stealing from Chet, and the whole premise of the song is based on, you know, you take, you know, no matter how great you are, you've always stolen from someone, as in a quote, you know, and you take a little bit of this person. I mean, I listened to Wes Montgomery, I listened to Chet Atkins, I've listened to Joe Pass, Barney Kessel, Lenny Bro, Django Reinhardt, all these great, Charlie Christian, the greatest guitar players that we say in jazz anyway, and in rock and roll too. You know, I have influences from Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan and those kind of people too. But then you take a little bit of their style and it becomes, and you put it all in this huge pot and stir it around over a number of years, and then all of a sudden you have your own sound because you've taken from them, but it's helped to create your sound. And hopefully you will have a sound that is recognizable,
right,
enough that, you know, it becomes marketable and that people will recognize. You know, the greatest musicians in the world, it doesn't have to be guitar, any, like Louis Armstrong, you know, Wes Montgomery, those guys, right away when you hear them, you hear a song, 2 seconds into the song, you know exactly who it is. And that, to me, is greatness, or, you know, very...
Can you explain how that works? Because I have been fascinated by that simple fact alone.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear Buddy Guy, I know immediately.
Yeah.
Eric Clapton,
exactly.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Is there a way you can explain that to me? Because it's very mysterious.
I really can't. I don't know exactly how that... Like, I think it's a creativeness that is inside of someone that is so strong that it can't help but have a voice of its own, as opposed to other musicians that maybe aren't as instinctively creative, or I don't know how you say it. It's like God-given talent. Like, you're, some people say you're born with it. It's really hard to explain without sounding like, I don't want to sound to discourage anyone from playing music. Of
right.
course not.
Right.
I mean, I want every, but as far as having, like, going back, having that very distinct voice,
yeah,
or a distinct sound, it's a creativeness, I think, inside of someone that comes out in so strong a fashion that it's recognizable no matter what, I think. And on that same note, some people talk and, you know, you don't recognize their voice right away.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's God-given talent, or, you know,
right,
it's just the way the cards fell.
Thank you for mentioning Pat Donahue.
Mm.
Pat was on the show at the beginning of the month, and as you mentioned, he performed at the Orpheum.
Yeah.
It was so fun. When I was interviewing Pat, he mentioned you. And he said,
oh,
you know, yeah. Pat said, yeah, there's this talented guitarist named Steve Jones, and Steve opened for one of my shows. Don't be putting somebody ahead of me who's better than me. So he was having great fun with it, and I thought, what a gem, what a compliment.
Right, right. Yeah, he's very humble. That is not true at all, by the way.
but
you know, at the same time, he mentioned that too in the concert, and that he said that guy's too good for my taste,
right.
Something like that. He's a really nice guy, and he's a great guitar player, and I try to take that philosophy, that unselfish humbleness in music. You know, it's not a competition. We're not trying to outdo each other. We want to give to each other. We want to what can I give to the music? What can I contribute? And I talked to one of my a friend in Chicago, great guitar player, Alfonso Ponticelli. And he plays Django Reinhardt style music, gypsy jazz. He's just fantastic. And we got to play with him at the Midwest Gypsy Swing Festival in Madison, Wisconsin, which was a great honor for us to play at last year. And, you know, we were just on the phone the other day, and he had that same saying, you know, music is just about giving. It's not about taking. And when it becomes, when you're playing with a group and you're playing for yourself, you lose what it's all about. You know, if you're trying to show off or be better than the next guy. And there's guys out there that play like that, and you can hear it in their music, you can feel it. We try, when you watch us play, Bob Hilton and myself and Scott and Dan and John Pfeiffer when he's in town, I mean, half the time we're cracking up so hard on stage we can't play. We have to,
right.
We're just having fun.
Yeah.
You know, and we're playing off each other and trying to joke with each other and have fun with the music. And when you do that, I think the crowd reacts the same way. They feel like they're a part of it. They're having fun.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, what music is all about.